We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tiffany, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You know we love Philadelphia. We had a summit there last summer, and so just a very special place to us, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Well, absolutely, and you got the best of Philadelphia and the worst. I just don't know, Tiffany, though, if Moms for Liberty had that drawing power. You only had DeSantis, the president, former president, and others in that. I mean, come on now. You guys got to work a little bit harder at that. That wasn't that impressive. But, Tiffany, back on the issue now, what some things have happened around this weaponization of government. You did a presentation on this, I think, with Heritage. So what's the latest around school boards and your members, and one had the FBI visitor?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Heritage first. They have a project, it's the Oversight Project, and what they're really trying to do is dig in on the weaponization of the American government against the American people. And so I was really honored to be a part of an all-day symposium where we heard from different legislators in Congress, we heard from tech experts, Homeland Security experts, really talking about how the American government is using the different levers that they have in order to undermine really our democracy, our country. And so schools are very important to the left, and that was what I was there to really talk about. I think it's been surprising to people to see the backlash, right? How much ire parents getting up at school board meetings have drawn from the unions and from the left, just for getting up and saying things that, you know, are really easy things to see and know, right? Kids are being indoctrinated. There's a lot of division being sown in the schools. We're seeing that constantly. Parents getting up and talking about concerns about academic achievement. Only a third of kids reading on grade level in America, right? So parents are getting up and speaking. Their mics are getting shut down. The National School Board sent a letter to the Department of Justice, and within 5 days, Merrick Garland sits the FBI on moms and dads. And so you're right. After speaking at a school board meeting, one of our moms was contacted by an FBI field office. And as I'm sure you can imagine, and anyone listening, how incredibly shocking that you're making peanut butter and jelly one day, and the FBI calls you and has questions about why you were mad at your school board the night before.
Yes, nothing more than that. I mean, you talk about chilling. That's why, thank God, Moms for Liberty there is a blanket that can help with this. Some of the things, too, I wanted to know. The banned, so-called banned books thing is out there. Tiffany, so much that NBC and the AP just ran a story saying that librarians across the board, both school and public libraries, are afraid they're going to be put in jail because of actions like Moms for Liberty and others on these books. And we've come up with a new test of a book that might be iffy. If you go to the local school board and you start to read it and say it's available in a junior high or middle school or something, and they tell you, you have to shut up, you can't read that in a public meeting, that's a pretty good barometer. Maybe it shouldn't be in the library there. The thing that's going on now, too, is the absentee rate is incredibly high in a lot of schools.
We can talk about the absentee rate. I mean, is it shocking to anyone that we closed schools for 2 years in some places, the unions closed schools down, and is it shocking that the kids got the message that going to school wasn't that important? Why is anyone surprised about that, right? I mean, I feel like we undermined the respect that anyone should have for the education system by doing that.
Yes, and what's happened here, rather than this being the Manhattan Project post-COVID because of all that was lost, it's carrying over and making it lesser than before COVID hit. And in my estimation, here in Philadelphia, what I see, it's not good. I don't see catch-up happening at all in many places.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, the truth of the matter is, and if you're a mom or a dad, you know that every year of your child's life matters. Certainly, you know, the difference between 5 and 6 and 6 and 7 and 7 and 8. Those are important years where a lot of development has happened. And so the idea that we could just take a kindergartner and have them skip first grade or have them skip first and second grade and then try to make up, you know, those years and those amount of time, what a huge responsibility and burden to put on teachers. It's an almost impossible task. And so, you know, I think we need to be honest about that. Schools never should have been closed. And to your point about the library books, if you can't get up at a public meeting and read the book, then it has no place in a public school. If I walked up to your kid on a playground and I showed your child that book and I would be arrested for showing it to them, it doesn't belong in a public school. And I think we just need to be honest about this. This is common sense stuff. Hopefully in 2024, 2025, we're going to see a president who, you know, makes sure that common sense is not so rare like it is right now. But adults are just being silly about a lot of this. You know, teachers, librarians saying they're going to go to jail. Hey, don't show kids porn and you won't go to jail. I think it's very simple.
Does Moms for Liberty, a little bit unclear, we have a lot, of course, Tiffany, coming out about abortion. President Trump's statement the other day, I think, was right on. Then we saw Arizona. When you endorse, when you're involved in that, is that an issue that Moms for Liberty gets involved in?
No, we don't. I mean, we're focused on parental rights and education, and first and foremost, a parental rights organization. I mean, my own personal opinion, Dom, I'll share with you. You know, I was raised Catholic. You know, for me, I think America will be a much better place when we're fighting to protect children and children that, and so I just think in general we have as a nation, especially during COVID, I think we saw that kids weren't really valued. They, you know, all of this selfishness from adults and fear was placed on their shoulders to try to keep adults safe. Never in the history of our country have we ever, you know, used children to try to keep adults safe. It's supposed to be adults keeping kids safe. And again, this is another common sense issue. And so, you know, protecting kids is first and foremost in my mind. And we need to have a kids first mentality when we create policy.
Parting question for you today. I'm not sure if we spoke post your 60 Minutes interview, but my take was that you guys had the first thing everybody ought to recognize. You have the guts to go on 60 Minutes knowing that it's taped, knowing that they just want to come at you. But knowing also if you can withstand that, it gives a lot of attention to the ultimate parental rights group in the country, which I think is Moms for Liberty. So what was it like making that decision to go on? I think it was with Scott Pelley.
It was with Scott Pelley, and that was a really easy decision for Tina Deskovich, who's the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, and I to make. We say yes to a lot of interviews. Now, I wouldn't go on Joy Reid taped. I said I would go on Joy Reid Live, and I did. But it's 60 Minutes. And we really want to try to reach every single person in America that we can reach with our message about the fact that the public education in system has become a jobs program that cares more about adults' wants than kids' needs. And so for Tina and for me, we were happy to do it. Was it a fair representation of the interview? Absolutely not. We were on for an hour and a half talking with Scott Pelley, and they actually used up time during the aired interview of me breathing. So I think they really didn't want to, I think they really didn't want to share our message. But the truth is, I think we held our own. We were proud of the job that we did. And a lot more people know about Moms for Liberty, and hopefully they check us out. And when they do check us out, they see that we're not silly or stupid or foolish. It wasn't that we were searching for words or answers. It was that 60 Minutes didn't want it, didn't like the answers we gave them to the questions.
I'm in complete agreement. When you're willing to go into the lion's den, I always admire that, even if it's a left group. They're willing to come on. I'm sure you do, too, and debate you guys or go into talk radio. You got to admire that. That's all that we ask. That's what it's supposed to be about. Where do people go to find Moms for Liberty and chapters and all that?
Yeah, go to momsforliberty.org. I want to be really clear. You are not alone. If you are sitting in your house right now or you're in your car and you're listening to the radio and you're hearing me talk about the fact that kids aren't learning to read and that our country is in a dark place where we really need Americans, patriots, to step up, go to momsforliberty.org. Join as a national member. Donate if you can. Join your local chapter. Start a chapter if you don't have one, but it's going to take every single American to fight for the future of our country.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.